Hello and welcome to episode 15 of the Diversified Integrated Sports Clinic podcast. Almost got that out. I'm joined here today. My name is Dr. James Boyle. I'm joined by Dr. Tamara.
Hi guys, good to be back.
And Dr. Aziz.
Hello, hello.
How are you doing today, Aziz? This is your first experience on the podcast.
Yeah, debut today. So
nice. We expect great things. So we're joined here today by Wolfgang Hommann. I hope I pronounced that correctly. Also known as Wolfie, most famously known as Wolfie in Dubai. Owner of Wolfie's Bike Shop. How are you doing today?
Yeah, excellent. Thank you for having me on the show.
Yeah, it's an absolute pleasure. We're hoping to pick your brains about everything cycling in Dubai at the moment. There's a lot of cycling in Dubai.
Yes, absolutely. You see, we started this whole thing 15 years ago when we came, and I know a lot of people were shaking their heads going to Dubai, where everybody wears an abaya and a dish dash, and nobody could really cycle. And I said, what are you going to do there? There's sand, and there's wind, and there's sun, and it's hot, and nobody will ever cycle. And I think we really changed the perception of what's happening in cycling, and now the Tour de France is on, and we have a cycling team of the UAE participating in the biggest race in the world. We have a team from Bahrain, so I think really the Middle East is now on the map.
Wow.
For cycling. So I think it's fantastic. You know, I mean, it's more than a dream coming true, because I wouldn't say that 15 years ago I thought I would have this happening, and that's fantastic.
Yeah. The Dubai shop isn't the first shop though, is it? You have one in Germany that's still ongoing, isn't it? That 1987 you started that one?
Yes. I started it when I was in my apprenticeship. I started my career as a chef. Mm-hmm. And obviously, when you have an apprenticeship, you don't really have enough money.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of things. You have a car and you need this. And so I started a side business, and that was cycling, because I started to have a program in the hotel I worked. So we started to get people into guest animation, and we rented them bikes. And so I took some of the bikes. It was mountain biking was big at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the Black Forest. We had a beautiful area to cycle. So we just went there, sold some bikes to friends on my days off. And so it got a bit more and more and more. And then we had a good running business in Germany, and my brother lived here in Dubai.
Mm-hmm.
And I was here with my wife for holiday, and I said, listen, you know what, I think there's an opportunity. Maybe we can have a nice little shop here in Dubai, and I can take you to the beach, and I will have sunset, romantic dinners on the beach, and never really happened, so sorry, honey. Yeah. I will make it up one day.
So your thought process from a young age was, I'm going to be a chef, and then your passion for cycling took it from there.
Yes, it was kind of the need of making money, and then the passion came along. So I think really this was the demand was first, I want to do something aside, and I liked then the interaction with people, and I thought it was really nice to have that feedback of customers when they use a bicycle. Maybe similar to what you do, you work with patients and they become friends, and then you see the result, that they're feeling better, they feel better about themselves, and you feel really, oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
To help somebody get into the sport and enjoy it, and at the beginning maybe get from A to B, but then really kind of feeling the benefits, and so it's almost a bit addictive to have that interaction with people and doing good work, and then having a city like Dubai allowing that whole development, it's amazing. And then looking back 15 years, and we had some really difficult days, you know, I mean, it's always nice when you look back. It's a bit like cycling up a hill, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You have these serpentines, and you go left, right, center, and you look up and think, oh, never going to make it, never going to make it. And it's really hard, and you almost want to give up a couple of times. And then you make it to the top, and I think it's just nice. Not to say that I'm at the top. I think there's still some turns to take. But
sure,
it's just nice on that road to see that you can be successful in a sport and in a place where nobody thought it's possible.
Yeah. Were you really into fitness also before? Because I know now you do a lot of different things. Just from knowing you as my patient, a lot of CrossFit, and he's really, you know, into maintaining his body and maintaining his health. Is that something, because you inspire other people to do that, or is it something that you just picked up along the way? Is it in your childhood in Germany? Or
I was actually, when I was younger, I was quite a big chubby kid, and somehow, again, you make this decision where you feel like, okay, it has to change, otherwise you end up alone in your life. Yeah. So, and then it becomes a passion. But I think it's helpful, again, all these experiences. I think if I would have been a slim kid and maybe a sporty kid, it wouldn't have been so important to me. So seeing the other side, and that's always a helpful thing. So even if you now maybe feel, oh, I'm not in shape, I think it's good that you know that you're not in shape and you realize it, and then it's up to you to make that change and just get on a bike and do something or to exercise. And I feel I'm much more conscious about this now because I had the other side, and I'm much more conscious again about let's say, success and so these things, because I've seen clearly the other side, how it was difficult to build up a business, and you get way more appreciative about it, and then you appreciate fitness more, and that keeps me going. And I just enjoy it, you know, and it's nice to be around sporty people. I think it's obviously expats coming to Dubai, they have a different mindset, they are more open, and in dealing with sports people, I think that's as well another mindset of people that are active, and it's just fun. I think it just...
You have a lot of local clients too also, no?
As well.
And a very big local community of cycling.
Picked up big time. Yeah. So we really seen over the years that it was not a sport. There was a lot of motocross going on. We have a lot of ex-motocross drivers. Mm-hmm. And I think just the whole impact of the sport and they're falling a lot and so on. So I think they really changed this. And I remember we were next to a motorcycle shop, Sandstorm Motorcycles. This was at the beginning, 15 years ago.
And were you still at Shakeside Road there? Yeah,
we're exactly in the same spot. Yeah, and a lot of people walked by and they looked into the store and I thought, oh, come on, please give it a try. Yeah, and some people really sort of came in, looked at it, said, what are you doing here? And I said, yeah, selling bicycles. And they said, it's not going to work. And went out again, went to the motocross shop and said, okay, maybe they are right, and I hope they're not. Yeah, but now we have a lot of customers who are really there, and we see, I would say, 30% local riders, and they have big events. Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed, Sheikh Hamdan, Sheikh Nasser, all of these people are behind. And obviously the cycle tracks are just amazing, that you have like 250 kilometers of cycle track, and it's not ending. Yeah, so they're connecting the city. And especially sports cycling is something which is quite grown in Dubai.
Yeah, but when you first came here in 2002, when the shop was set up, where do people cycle then? Just on the roads?
On the roads, and it was obviously a lot of outskirt roads where the roads were built, and no houses were there. So we chose some areas like Nadal Shiba, and there was the Hard Rock Cafe along Jumeirah Beach Road. You went all the way out, and everything was so much smaller. Yeah?
Yeah.
Now, which is a busy place now. So I don't know if you remember American University. There was Hard Rock Cafe. That was a turnaround point. So but that was maybe like 4 or 5 kilometers out. There was nothing.
Right.
And we turned around there and came back, and we went to... the fish market in Dera, and so there were different routes, but it was not as busy as before. But now with the cycle tracks, I think it's much better. And obviously, we said before, like the Autodrome is open, the Formula One course is open, which is a great experience. On Tuesday, you go to Abu Dhabi and you cycle on that 5.5 kilometer loop.
Okay.
And you experience a Formula One course, like the drivers, maybe not as fast, but you can get a feel for how it is. And it's beautiful to go there.
Yeah. And the Autodrome as well.
Yes, Wednesday night, the Autodrome, which is good. And it's safe. And I think it's especially for people who are conscious about safety, want to go with their kids. And just relax and do the loops. But Maidan is an 8.5 kilometer loop. Al Qudra is 85 kilometer with extensions, maybe like 140 kilometer. That's enough for cycling.
And like you said, it's a great family sport too. Also, do you see a lot of kids riding more nowadays? Or
yes, I think especially in Al Qudra we see more and more. It's obviously a bit more. It's not this commuting in the communities. There's the commuting happening like in the lakes. You go to the clubhouse or in Arabian ranches. You would go with the family. But we see as well kids triathlon is picking up. With the swimming and running, which is a little easier here. But I think the sport, you need to develop a bit of endurance, and it's a bit of a different mindset. A lot of people in the business age, like 18, 20 and older, and especially if you're older, if you see like you in the 40s and 50s, it's still a sport you can take up easily because the impact is low. It's not like running, I feel, where you need to be. I suffer with running. I don't enjoy it as much. I like the speed, and especially when it's hot, I think on a bicycle you get a bit more of the cooling effect when you're riding with 35 kilometers an hour. That's nice. I like the group spirit we have on a Friday morning, maybe 100, 150 people joining. And I think you just meet different people. You have the time to chat with each other and take a bit of an easier ride there and still see something of the city. So I think it's a great, an easy sport to get into.
That's a lot of people. And that's by Roadsters, right?
Yes.
And you're 3 times a week?
Yes, yeah, so you have joined. Yeah.
Pretty much my first fourth day here. I was straight on the bike. That's the first thing I brought from New Zealand. And Wolfie's one of the first people that I met. And, mate, doing 120 kilometers with these guys in this heat is phenomenal.
green, huh?
amazing.
Just desert.
It's just desert. So, yeah, they're troopers and they're really... it's amazing what they do, and they're very, you know, very easy to get along with. I felt like I was part of the group for years, and I'd only been there 4 days.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful community. And even riding out in the desert, I find very relaxing almost, you know. It's kind of nice to not have any hills, you know. Just go nice and flat and fast. And
it's very interesting
for the mind and soul.
Obviously, because of that terrain, obviously everybody thinks of mountains when cycling. But I think to create that community and cycle with 100, 150 people, it's much easier when the roads are wider and we can occupy a complete lane. We have our support cars to make it safe. And then if you're riding on the flat, the person in the draft can maybe save 25 to 30% of the energy. So we can cycle even in different abilities. Mm-hmm. You can still cycle together. And I think that's nice.
That's
and we have what I like about it as well, Friday morning, we have the local riders, we have the Filipino community, we have all kind of Europeans, Australian, New Zealand, and as it is a club which is built from expats in from all nations, and everybody knows how it felt when you came the first time. I think it's very open. Sometimes when you come to Germany or UK and you have these cycling clubs and cycling since 50 years together, everybody has a spot dedicated and you can't do this, you can't do this.
Yeah.
I think we're pretty easy to get along, and it's nice to hear that it is welcoming. And it was always important for me to have it as a welcoming group. It's free of charge. Everybody can come. We try to make it really easy. It's cycling. I think it's hard enough sometimes to come to a city like Dubai where everything is it's hard work and you need to relax and you need to find contact. Otherwise, you just end up in the office and you go home and you feel lonely because you left your family, you left your home, and now you're in a city and you're new. And I think it's for many people, it's quite nice to just join a group. If it's the running groups, I think we have some fantastic running groups. They do similar. We have these CrossFit groups like with Marcus Smith, and they build this community. And I think it's quite important for us as human beings to just find something where we enjoy it.
Yeah, be part of a community.
Yes.
Make friends.
Yes, absolutely. And cycling is nice because you can talk. You know, I mean, if I run, at least if I run, I can't really talk. so I'm more in the red zone. So if I'm on my bicycle, I can sit in the pack and then we're riding two by two. So you have always somebody next to you. And you sit next to someone like in a bus. Mm-hmm. You have no phones. Yeah. So you have to talk to someone. Yeah, you can't have your phone with you. So you start talking, and then you get to know each other, and I think that's nice. And a lot of people enjoy this a lot. Not only the sports side, I think it's as well.
I think you've given me my next date idea, huh?
Good.
I'm gonna take a boy next time.
Speed dating.
Speed dating. Next. Next. Who's next in the pack?
Oh man.
No, they're really good because they actually stop. They stop if you do lag behind a little bit. They have designated stops where the whole group stop, wait, everyone catches up, you have your
drink,
and then you carry on. So it's kind of, it seems like a no drop policy.
Mm-hmm.
Foreigners like me coming, it's great. So I'm not going to get lost, and it's really easy.
What kind of cycling were you doing in New Zealand?
New Zealand, so I was doing similar, like, I guess you could say endurance type cycling,
road cycling. Right.
Yeah, so we were doing 80 to 120 kilometer rides. It's sort of undulating terrain.
And
a similar kind of setup. And I think that's why expats, when they come here, it's really easy to fit in because, you expect to join a cycling group and you expect to ride 2-3 times a week and get your fitness out of that and make a whole lot of friends and meet up for coffee afterwards, which I've done with Wolfie a few times now. So it's quite fun.
And it's a great sport. It's not, not weight-bearing, not high impact on your joints. And you could do it through different injuries. And it's, one of the sports I recommend to a lot of my patients who, are injured from running or they can't do certain things. I always tell them, get on a bike, go cycle. Yeah. You can still move.
Yeah.
And it's a great way to get your fitness up and still feel great about yourself and sweat. And
I've had 3 knee surgeries. I've got severe osteoarthritis in my right knee from playing football. And that's why I took up cycling 3 years ago, and I can cycle every day if I wanted to, and have no issues and keep fit, which is no other sport besides maybe swimming. I couldn't do that, so it's great. It's a life changer.
If anybody listening, if they had never gone cycling before in their lives, they could rock up to Dubai Roadsters, get in touch with your shop, and they could pretty much go as long as they get a bike.
Yes, I think the best is to come to the shop. Yeah, and obviously then there we have a team of 30 people working in our store, and they will look after you, and we will just talk you through. We have on Wednesday, for example, we have a ladies' class only to do some maintenance tips and some safety checks, and we're gonna do this over the summer and maybe expand it as well in the busy winter months. But I think again, we want to create a community. Get people safely into it. What we do as well, very seriously, we measure people. When you come to the store, you will get a laser measurement so that we understand your body composition. So how long, we measure the bone structure and see how long are your arms, your torso, your leg lengths, and so on. And then finding the right the right bike is quite important. A lot of people buy a bike because they like the color, they like the price or the brand maybe, but that doesn't really work as well, because everybody, as you guys know, everybody is different, and finding the right partner as a bike and the right setup, it's quite important. And then we do that. You can rent bikes from us. I think the Roadsters as a group is a more intermediate to sporty group, but you can go to the cycle track, which is 8.5 kilometers, and just start, and there's always people around. There's always people you trying to catch up, or you might get catch up at the beginning, and then you just go there and enjoy yourself. And it's, I think sometimes you don't need always somebody to cycle with you. I think especially on a cycle track, it's sometimes just nice to be alone and find your rhythm and kind of almost like a bit of a meditative state. You just keep on going like running. I don't think you always need somebody to run with you. It's just like you run in a group, but you run for yourself, and you find your inner peace, and you go through your day. And I feel always, if I describe it to people, I think it's a bit like falling asleep, and it's like this clearing your mind. So if I'm on my bicycle and I'm riding, and I'm like in 15, 20, 30 minutes into the ride, I feel something is happening in my brain. So something is just clearing my memory in a way. I'm refreshed, but I couldn't really tell when it's happening. And it's maybe like you're falling asleep. You can't really nail it down. When did you fall asleep? You lay there, and then suddenly you're gone. And I'm on my bike, I'm riding, and suddenly, okay, now it's better. Now
it's like getting
better.
That runner's high. I think your body all of a sudden produces those endorphins, and you kind of get into that zone where you're just going. And
same thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Really, really nice. Yeah, great feeling.
And I think after work, that's really the best I can do. If I really had a stressful day, and I would go home and hit the couch, and my wife would maybe, it wouldn't be nice. Yeah, she would send me out and say, go on a bike and come back in an hour, and then you're a different person. I think it's really nice to relax, and especially Dubai, obviously. Dubai is a busy place, and for everyone who is out there who is really feeling I'm tired and I'm tired of work, and it's already so stressful, I think that the best approach is really to get yourself physically fit, and I think to do some exercises which will clear your mind, and I think that will make you strong to survive it. I think if you just give in and you take it easy and you think, oh, I'm going to go home and rest, that's not the rest you need. I think you need a mental rest, and I think cycling and taking your head away and to just distracting yourself on a bicycle and enjoying the physical exercise. I wouldn't have survived the work in Dubai without bicycle and without exercising. I think that's as well a demand I felt really it is good for me, and I really consciously do it because I know without sport and different kind of sports, I enjoy different sports. Sometimes if I go to Inner Fight or I go to the gym, that's nice because I'm not Wolfie the bike guy. I just be in the gym or in Inner Fight, and I get told what to do, and I do my things, and I'm on my own. On the bicycle, it's always that I'm a bit more engaged. It's a bit of work, which I don't mind because it's part of my life and a big passion for me. But sports, without sports in Dubai, it wouldn't have worked for me. I think I wouldn't have survived it as long as I did so far.
Yeah, definitely in a high stress environment where you always go, go, go. It's so nice to be outside and be a bit more in touch with nature too, you know, because we don't get a lot of that here. So so nice to be outside and to clear your mind and to feel good about yourself. And, you know, also I think the quick culture here, like you click your fingers and food's at your door. You click your fingers and you're it's so convenient. And people get really lazy and they get caught up, you know, eating out all the time and that very, you know, drinking culture, and it's so good to take care of yourself. You know, it's something that we preach all the time. So, so good to have all these different options.
Apart from Dubai and Abu Dhabi, what about the rest of the Middle East? Is there much of a cycling community going on?
We see obviously Bahrain as a country with Sheikh Nasser, who's really pushing, and they have a team and they have triathlon. They have one of the biggest triathlon teams, Bahrain 13. That's amazing, amazing team what they put together. We see other countries as well in Qatar. We see Kuwait is growing. So we're trying Saudi Arabia is big for us as well, that we feel like we want to bring in. Oman is beautiful because of all the mountains. We have, besides my company, Wolfie's Bike Shop, which is our retail division, we have a WBS Sport Trading, where we have a distribution company, and there we're trying to supply other shops, smaller shops in the region. We're doing Pakistan as well. So we're trying to spread the word because we really love the sport, and we feel like nobody thought about it in Dubai 15 years ago that it's going to be a big sport, and we feel other countries as well will follow. And Dubai always seems to be the leading place in the GCC where everybody looks what they are doing. And I think we have really put it up in a different way with the Dubai tour, with Abu Dhabi tour, with the teams. And I think it's going to grow everywhere. And I think it's just a sport which actually works quite well in that region.
Do you know a lot of the professional riders?
Yes, we just talked about the good friends, obviously, with the German crew, with Marcel Kittel and so on. John Degenkolb, and when they're here in Dubai tour, that's quite nice. It's early season. They really had a good training. They enjoy the warm weather. They enjoy the Westin Hotel. They like to stay in good places. And it's really a convenient tour for them. And so they're early season, so we can go out training with them, riding with them. And a lot of them came back after the season to spend some days in Dubai with family. So it's very nice.
It's a good spot for them.
Yes.
And do they look at the situation and the facilities we have here, and are they like, oh, it's great for the cycling community here, but wherever they're from, do they have similar things there? I'm very ignorant of the sport in general, so I'm...
Yes, I think it's quite amazing that they don't expect it. I know Marcel, when we went to the cycle track, I think every loop, it's about 8.5 kilometers. And every time he took pictures of Burj Khalifa, and he said, and every time we came around, he said, oh my God, that's amazing. And he pulled out his phone and he took selfies and he took pictures again. And then the next round we came again and he said, oh my God, that's amazing. He said at 8 kilometers already. And then every time we came around, he was so excited about the whole thing. He said, okay, that's a fantastic facility. And all the others... I think as well they see it in a way, obviously with the sponsorship now from Emirates, I think they see as well there's a bit of a support coming from the Middle East, which is badly needed in cycling. I think it's a good sign that we have a UE team and they're going to have it for a couple of years. I think that Emirates got on board sponsoring the team. I think that's a good sign for all other bigger companies out there in the world, or somebody's listening, like Mercedes or whatever, maybe Microsoft or Apple, anybody who wants to sponsor a cycling team. I think the sports need support. At the moment with Emirates, I think it's fantastic that they sponsor the UE team. They're riding our bikes, they're riding some Colnago bikes from Italy, so I think it's just fantastic. And the riders hope, obviously, that there will be more support in the coming years. And yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Excellent. What do you say for people? I think one of the things when I started cycling was, I mean, I bought a secondhand bike, which was great, but I think I was super intimidated the first time I walked into a cycling shop, and it definitely wasn't yours, but I saw, you know, I walked up to a really pretty bike, and I'm like, oh, this looks so sleek and, you know, sexy, and I looked at the price, and it was like 35,000. I almost fainted. So what's your advice? Like how, you know, a lot of people say, oh, cycling is a great sport, but it's so easy to get caught up, you know, with the newest tires and carbon this and pretty that, and so, you know, what do you say to that with somebody starting in? And
we're trying to create an environment, obviously, where we're not, hopefully not intimidated by it. And we have staff, and we're really trying to emphasize every day that we want to look after the customer in the best possible way, meaning we start with bikes about 3,000 to 4,000 dirhams. And obviously, you get a better bike and a lighter bike and better equipment between 5,000 and 10,000 to 15,000 dirhams. I think that's a good starting point. It depends really what's your... Were you comfortable spending? But yes, there is a bit of a difference of performance. And if you're riding in groups, it makes it a little easier with better equipment to keep up. So, and it's as well a bit of a long-term investment. But you can come in, and I think really we offer that information to everyone who's joining or they're coming to the shop. The measurement, all these things will be done for free for you until you feel comfortable making the decision. And really, we're trying to sell bikes which match your budget, match your needs, and hopefully give you as well the possibility to grow into the sport that you don't have to reinvest immediately. But I think just come in and get a feel for it. Again, we have rental bikes if you say, listen, I want to give it a try first. But I think if you're looking for a sport to train your endurance, and you're looking for something to do it outdoors with a bit of a group of people, meet other people, I think cycling is one of the alternatives which are fantastic. And it's much better than... I think this is really what we hear a lot. That people think, oh, I didn't think it would work like that. And it's working much better than you would expect. We have shower places in Alcudra. We have a very clean shower facility. So you go there before work. You go for your cycle. Then you come back. You have a shower, go to work. And the same in Medan. Everything is... There's good facilities. Better than... I've never seen this anywhere else in the world. That you have free... It's all for free. You don't have to pay anything. You need a bicycle. You need some water, you go there and exercise, and that's it.
That's it, away you go.
Yes.
And you can always, I mean, I suppose like other sports, none are coming to mind, but you can always spend more, can't you?
Yes.
I mean, yeah, I mean, you can go to the nth degree. I've heard things about certain wheels costing this and all kinds of digital gears and all kinds of stuff.
Yes.
I imagine that just goes on and on and on.
Obviously, Dubai is a place where people like to have good stuff. And I think we made sure that everything which is the nicest and greatest and best equipment is available for everyone here. But again, I think it's an investment, as I said, between 5,000 and 10,000 dirhams. And even if you feel after a year or two, you think, okay, it wasn't really for me and you want to sell it, you still have something which is at a value. And even you sell it for 50%, you maybe lost 2,000 or 3,000, 4,000 dirhams. If you go for a gym membership for a year, you sign up, I think at the end you have nothing left and the money is gone as well. And we feel we have created as well the environment that we hope, obviously, with every sale we do, we hope people will stick to it. And we will really try to offer our guidance and help, not only with the sale. I think it's always, we say, listen, that's a beginning of a relationship and we want to take you step forward. And this is really something when we say we come to work every day and we want to get somebody into the sport, and I want to get, at least every day, I want to have one person who I get into the sport. And we have stories over the years where people... And it's actually very nice because I forget sometimes how I met somebody the first time, because I meet a lot of people every day for the first time.
Okay.
And then after 2-3 years, they come back and said, oh, you possibly don't remember when I started and I got my first bike from you, and now I finished this tour and I was in France and I cycled this mountain, or I lost 30 kilos and now I feel so much better. Or I had one story where a lady came into the store and said, oh, who is Wolfie? And I said, oh, okay, it's me. And said, anything wrong? And said, no, I just wanted to come in and say, my husband is a better husband since he has this bike. I said, oh my God, that's so nice for you to come. I said, no, listen, we're here now 2 years in Dubai. And the first year, he was working so hard. He gained so much weight. He was so unhappy. He came home. He was tired. And it was really... We really had a hard time together. Yeah. And now he got his bicycle and now he's out cycling and he got in a good shape again. And I think he has now really something. He found a sport which he really enjoys, and we have a better relationship. I think you saved our marriage. And I said, oh my God, I'm a marriage counselor. fantastic. Yeah, I love it. And I tell this story a lot, because it was really an inspiring story where I thought, okay, that's the impact we're having, and that's impact sports in any kind of relation has. Yeah, and I think the work you do, you guys do, is like getting people fit again. And I had to use your services many times to go over my niggles and to get back into and be able to train again, because that really keeps my head halfway sane. If I can train, and if I can't train, I'm really a grumpy person. At least my wife says so. If I'm not exercising. And I think it's really nice that we can do this every day and get people back into the sport and creating this environment. And it's just the motivation for me to go to work every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very rewarding.
Yes, it is, absolutely. Yeah. Mm. And it's... Yeah.
So tell me, I have a question about the ranges of bikes. So, I mean, Aziz, maybe you can say too, but now we have all these amazing carbon bikes and, you know, the lighter... Is it the better, the lighter the bike, the faster you go? Like, explain that to me a little bit. How does it work? You know, is it, why are performance athletes, is it the bike is more aerodynamic? How do you learn these things? How do you know these things? What is it about the bike?
It depends a bit where you ride. You know, I mean, obviously when you're riding in mountains, weight is an issue. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but I think it's a bit overrated, the weight. I think what is, for example, with carbon fiber is a very, very good material that you build frames which are stiffer and have a better power transmission. But at the same time, they have offer more comfort because they can filter vibration from the road to your body.
Okay.
But what we feel is even more important than anything else is obviously that your geometry, you and your body and the bike match. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a key feature. And that's what we emphasize every time. So don't buy a bike without being measured and being analyzed. So people have long torsos, short torsos, long legs, short legs, long arms, and so on. And then there's different frame geometries, meaning that the dimensions inside the frame, how it's built, that the handlebar is further away or higher, and the saddle can be put in different positions. So this is a key factor. And then you have obviously things like lighter wheels, and you have more aerodynamic wheels, and you have clothing and helmets, which can make a difference. And you can really say you get 2, 3, 4 kilometer, we call it free speed. Yeah, you just do the same effort. And you sit different on the bike and you have different clothing. So if you wear a loose shirt and it's kind of flapping in the wind, or you have something tight and you wear all this lycra, which people sometimes get intimidated. But
I love
it's
it.
Really,
I love okay. it. Yeah. I love the spandex. Yes, yes, yes. Especially men in spandex. It's pretty fun to watch.
So you have 150 on a Friday morning. So I think the speed dating,
it's going to work. It's going to work for me.
Yeah.
Huh?
This is a good idea. This is a good idea.
You have to see how you sell it to someone. You see, now somebody sells it over fitness, somebody over speed dating. So you have to find the right... but that makes a difference, and you go faster if you wear different clothing, you wear a different helmet, and I think it's as well, you see, spending money and buying equipment is nice. Everybody likes to go shopping and likes to go out and buy something nice and feel. And especially we feel if we sell the right equipment and we really see people are using it and mm-hmm. they really get a benefit from it, then it's a good spend, yeah? And why not, yeah? So we keep the economy
turning. Do you have, sorry, Ty. Do you have much new technology? I mean, you mentioned no mobiles with the roadsters, but do you get people with like mobiles on their handlebars and they're kind of measuring their speed and heart rate and et cetera, et cetera?
Yes, I think Dubai as well, and we as a shop, we're always trying to be really on top of it. So we have obviously wireless shifting, we have all kind of computer gadgets, we measure almost everything. We measure the power on your bike. We measure GPS. We see the data. We could compare data. We have indoor trainers, which bring you to a virtual island where you train with other people all over in the world.
And it's amazing.
I think if there's something out there and carbon and lightest weight wheels, and we use ceramic bearings, which have super low rolling resistance. So I think really when people come from Europe and they expect a shop in Dubai not being up to par, they're extremely surprised, and they come in there and say, listen, that's a selection of products which we have. We were lucky as well. You know, I mean, in Europe, it's sometimes difficult to get all these products in one store because there's a lot of stores around you and they already picked certain products. But when we came 15 years ago, nobody was here. So we could really, I always say like if you have a car showroom and they would have Porsche, Mercedes, BMW and Audi in one showroom, that normally doesn't exist.
Yeah. Mm.
Because there will be a Porsche dealer and a couple of meters further down the road, there will be the Audi dealer or a Mercedes. Mm-hmm. But I think we really managed to collect all the top brands in our store. So people come in and said, okay, that's a selection of products in that sense we have never seen in a store. We have the best clothing, we have the best shoes, we have the best. So I think it's really quite an amazing collection we've put together because of the location we have in Dubai.
Okay. And what's the next biggest sort of advancement in cycling, do you think? Is there any sort of technology on the horizon that's going to really ramp things up a little bit?
Disc brakes are coming, I think, on racing bikes, but it's not so interesting for us because obviously we don't have the wet weather. I think if you have rain and you have a lot of mountains, that's something which is there. I think there's always markets where it was more lightweight oriented. At the moment, aerodynamics, which is interesting for us. I think people are looking into this more because obviously you spend 30-40% depending where you're riding on your energy, just in overcoming wind resistance. Mm-hmm. And it could be if you're riding on the flat, it could be towards 70-80% of your energy just going wind resistance and not any kind of rolling resistance or climbing. Mm-hmm. I think comfort is as well something people have forgotten a bit, and I think it comes back again. So I think it's geometries which help you to sit a bit more comfortable for a longer period of time. And I think more science comes into it. I think people understand a bit more about biomechanics and putting people on the right bike. That's something we see more. Before, bikes were sold just by the seat height and by the color and by the brand. And I think all the science comes in more, which I enjoy myself. We do, for example, when somebody has saddle issues or pedaling analyzation, we measure pressure. We have pressure mapping devices so we can see how you're moving on your saddle. We can see what's happening inside your shoe. We see the interface, you and the saddle, how is this connecting?
Wow.
So we're using quite advanced technology to see this. But again, it's something after a while I want to develop myself, and I want to get, maybe like in your clinic as well, you get new equipment and you can treat patients better with better equipment, which was not available before. So you always want to be up to date and you want to have the latest equipment to treat patients. And that's the same for us. We want to just see what's the latest and greatest and bring it to the people. And luckily the market in Dubai is a good market, it's a healthy market. We have a lot of people with a little bit extra disposable income and they like to show off their bikes. And again, we're trying to make this responsibly, but it's nice. It's nicer to ride a nicer bike and a faster bike and just feeling good about yourself. And there's no harm to it.
Mm. And when you're measuring people and fitting them to their bikes and doing those things like the pedal pressure and all that, do you notice that a lot of people would exert more pressure on one side of their body than the other?
Yes. I think obviously with bike fitting, we learned a lot about these disbalances. And I think sometimes we would refer them to a clinic, to a physio, to say, listen, you need to fix this. A bike fitting and the bike adjustment can only do as much. Yeah? There's more this balance, like we just learned about myself, that some muscles are obviously more under stress, and that maybe you're tight on your chest area, and you can't really open up, and you need to work on that. But I think this is something, a bike fitting, I couldn't fit my bike any different without losing quite a bit of performance. So I need to do other work, and I need to work off the bike to be able to earn my position on the bike as I want to have it. So I need to do some work, and I need somebody to help me with that. So I think it's always that a physiotherapist and a good maintenance of your body, that's hence the gym and hence visits with you guys, it's important to do that.
Do you see a lot of cycling injuries? I mean, that's for you, Aziz. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, I know it's kind of a, what would you say, a one-dimensional sport? You're going in one direction and you're...
It's a little bit like running in a way.
Yeah.
You do long, you know, endurance type events with cycling. Yeah. You're cycling 120 Ks at a time or things like that. And, yeah, it's a repetitive strain kind of an injury that you do...
I don't think a lot of people are jumping off the bike and saying, let's do some yoga or let's start stretching or foam, right, Wolfie?
Mm. Yes, we had actually. We had a good friend, and she's unfortunately left and went to her home country, to Canada again. But she was a yoga teacher, and we went on the Sunday and Tuesday evening rides in Maidan. Mm-hmm. We had a little area with a grass area, and she was a yoga teacher. And after the ride, we had a half an hour yoga session.
Amazing.
It was unbelievable. Mm. You know, I mean, it was, first of all, it was just amazing to see Burj Khalifa and Maidan on the other side, and had that grass and lying there and just doing yoga. But again, the benefits of doing that were just amazing, and it's so important. And I would recommend this to everyone who is cycling, and you feel like your performance is dropping and you don't really know why, and you're training even more and it gets even worse. So I think you need to really look into off the bike work and do this and look into the stretching, especially getting older. I think a lot of people then enjoy having these long endurance rides, but I think that's really counterproductive. Yeah, and I think you should rather change your training. I think we get too comfortable too quickly. Yeah. Yeah? We work out in that comfort zone. But I think sometimes to go a bit slower and sometimes to really push yourself and then implement other sports into it. And I could feel that when I joined Marcus Smith from InnerFight, and I kind of got a different view on sports again. Yeah, and I think that's kind of important to just sometimes maybe sit back and reflect a little bit, what are you doing, and then change it again and challenge yourself in a new way.
Yeah, open your eyes to new opportunities.
Absolutely, and then you get better, and then you feel, okay, that's the right way. And I think sometimes we just saw in our routine, which is in a good way a routine, but again, sometimes it's good to step out of it and do something new. So maybe check out cycling and do something different. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's addictive. If you like gadgets, if you like speed and keeping fit, it's a perfect mix.
Especially here in summer, I think you can't do a lot of outdoor sports because it gets so hot. And like you were saying, it's a good way to still cool down a little bit. You go early morning or after work and you get a little bit of wind going that fast, which is really nice. So nice way to break up a sweat. And I remember when I was training for my half Ironman like two, three years ago, I cycled all summer and there were some pretty bad storms, but you get the sand out there, but it was still like nice. It was still, you know, relatively bearable. Yeah. I couldn't run in this weather.
Do you have to wear goggles?
I loved it. I wore goggles and I had one of these nose, mouth nose covers. I felt really badass, you know, getting out there, but it was great. There was always someone to make sure I was fine. We ran into people all day, all times of day, which was amazing. So it's just nice to be outside and it's very free, very freeing of the mind. And
You can see lots of things when you're cycling.
Yeah.
That's a beauty.
A few snakes.
Yeah. Haven't come across snakes yet. I saw camels, which I had to stop and take photos of.
And the oryxes are really nice. I don't know if you've seen those.
I haven't seen one yet.
Out in Al-Qudra, you'll see a lot, especially early morning.
It's Should very, I be very worried?
Beautiful. No, they're very friendly.
Okay.
They actually run away from you, but they look beautiful from the distance. So really, really nice.
Yeah. And you do a bit of work with Dubai Eye, commenting on Tour de France.
Yes.
What's going on this year in Tour de France? Who thinks going to win it?
Yeah, Marcel was good. Yeah, maybe today and tomorrow we're going to see him doing some during the flat stages. He posted yesterday a picture. There was a day stage 9 was in the mountains, and he's obviously a big guy, more for the flat stages and for fast sprinting. Mm-hmm. And he said, I think the mountains and me will never get friends. And he looked really tired. And normally has a very nice hairdo, so everybody. Yeah. but he looked knackered. Yeah, and it's hard. It's different. And I think it's interesting why we do the commenting about the tour, because a lot of people don't really understand. It's me like watching cricket. It's very difficult for me to understand the sense of it. And if you don't understand again, then it's really boring. And same with cycling. So if you see people cycle for for many hours. There's so many different races and different events going on. So that Chris Froome doesn't win a sprint stage, and how can he win the Tour if he's never won a stage for the first couple of days? And why did somebody win green, and why has somebody this funny polka dot white jersey with red dots on it, and what does it all mean? And so that's what we're trying to clarify for people and just give them an update. And I think once then they understand what's it all about, it's fascinating. So it's but there's different sports, obviously the pro sports and the pro peloton, which is fantastic when they come for Dubai Tour and Abu Dhabi Tour. That's really nice because it's early season and you get really up close and you can enjoy the races. And I love the pictures. I think half of the people watch Dubai Tour for the pictures, same like Tour de France. I think France is just an amazing country.
Oh, it's stunning. Watching the race makes me want to cycle alone, like going through the northern areas and the mountains, and it's so beautiful. So beautiful.
That's what I like as well, that Emirates is sponsoring now. I think since I'm here, I always said that this would be an ideal sponsorship for them, because I think you just want to go to France. If you see Tour de France every day and you see the mountains, I think the first thing you want to do is hop in a plane and go somewhere. Or you go to Australia, or you see Tour of California. You see the Giro Italia was just a couple of weeks ago, and you see Italy, and it was just an amazing place. And I think it's just so natural that you want to visit these places. And
you've flown out a few times, haven't you? In the tour, I remember you.
I was in Italy for the Giro Italia. So the organizers of the Giro Italia are the same company who organizes the Dubai Tour and Abu Dhabi Tour. So we have a good connection there, and then we have some suppliers from Italy. So I always combine this, but it's amazing. And I mean, especially. Tour de France is such a big event, you can't escape it. It's everybody's excited. Same like Giro Italia, we landed there, and everybody from that lady at the car rental, she was excited about the race. Everybody, they didn't even understand really what it's about, but it just said, it's a big Giro, and it's big, and it presents the country, and they have their national heroes, and everybody can a bit. Everybody has been on a bicycle, everybody can relay, and you cycle 5 kilometers, and think, oh my God, that was hard, and then you think, okay, they're doing like 3,500 kilometers.
Wow.
And they cycle 215 kilometers a day.
That's crazy. Yeah.
And they go 4,000 meters or 4,500 meters in altitude a day. Anything like that, that's impossible. Yeah, and not one day. They do it 21 days in a row with two rest days.
Can you imagine how much pizza they're having?
Yes.
That's a lot of food.
Actually, eating is not fun anymore. I mean, if you have to eat like 8,000 to 10,000 calories a day, that is not funny.
Yeah.
I mean, and I think the chefs, and they have their own chefs with the team, they really struggle to present something which is nice, because your body is constantly in this recovery mode. I spoke with people, they don't want to eat, and you can't really rest, you can't really sleep anymore, because your body is so under stress. Obviously, then the stress of falling. We saw, unfortunately, a few accidents. Richie Porte went out and had a big crash, and I think you go down on a bike, and then you hurt already because it's hard, but then you hurt even more when you're falling, and the next day you had an injury and you have a trauma, and these guys get back on a bike and ride for the next, you know, it's another 15 days to go.
Yeah.
And you just got hit by a bus in a way, and you fell on tarmac. And it's awful. Yeah. Have no protection. And you see them just standing up. I think football players would be good to watch this and learn a little bit from it, and just get up. Don't stay there and complain. Just get up and get on with it. Yeah, there's no reason.
I saw the footage of Cavendish. Falling over and then or getting pushed over, and then a couple of the bikes literally went over his face, and fair enough, he got up, and amazing. So hard.
I grazed my shoulder once. I fell off my bike in California when I was riding, and fell onto a hedge. It was like the lamest fall, and I grazed my shoulder and my knee, and I think I cried for a week just from getting that little shallow skin rash, you know, and like it hurt so much. And I can't imagine, like, maybe, you know, getting a bone bruise or fracturing a bone. Like, it's, you know, at those speeds that they're going, it's crazy.
It's a brutal sport.
And brutal sport, and they have so much guts to just get back on.
I don't know
how
they keep going.
No, it's crazy. It's just really amazing, very, very inspiring. So,
Well, Wolfie, thank you so much for coming in today.
Oh, thank you.
It was
really
such
nice
a pleasure
to meet you
thank
and get you. To know you a bit, and telling us all everything there is about cycling in Dubai.
Thank you.
Perhaps you'll come back again sometime in the future.
Yes, I'm sure. I need to see you once in a while for sure to get me fixed up.
For sure. Well, don't break any bones or anything like that. Hopefully. Great. Well. Thanks a lot.
It was a pleasure having you. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
and Wolfie is usually at the bike shop. He's there every day, so you can always pass by and say hi to him.
Yes.
And they're on Sheikh Zayed Road. And you want to give us some details? Do you have an Instagram or?
Yes, we have actually an Instagram. It's Road Bike Dubai. And we have on our website, it's wbs.de, so wolfiesbikeshop.de for America.
Arab Emirates.
Arab Emirates, very good. See. Yeah, and then do Barozza's website and just come in. Yeah, don't be intimidated by the store and don't be intimidated by all the fancy bikes. Just come in. We're happy to show you around and looking forward. Maybe we take you all out and then.
Yeah, it'll be a fun disc event. I'd love to do that.
Yeah. Should we get some Lycra, disc Lycra?
I can't wait. I already have my onesie. So
right, pink.
I can't wait to see you in one, James.
Will we get clinic bikes as well?
We'll talk to Wolfie about that.
Perfect.
Amazing. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye.